the prayer life quiz. Which of these statements mostly describe your time spent communing and communicating with God, namely the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and or Holy Spirit? Just circle all that apply or make a note of it in your head if you're just listening to this. Now, there isn't any grading for this quiz, but it's meant to help you to see the range of possibilities in approaching God. And you really need to know that God is delighted with any focus and effort that you put towards Him. 1. Occasional Hail Mary prayers when you can't find any other solution. 2. A honey-do list of things you need God to accomplish for you to be happy, safe, and healthy. 3. A desperate catalog of all things in life you feel you need but don't have. 4. The micromanaging of your family, friends, church, enemies, etc. 5. Vigorous soul wrestling with your own thoughts, feelings, or will. 6. Vigorous soul wrestling with demons. 7. Reading the Bible. 8. Thanking God for what you have. 9. Thanking God for all that He will provide in the future. 10. Waiting on God to speak to you. 11. Listening to God's voice. 12. Trying to find out what God's will may be for various situations. 13. Ignoring your thoughts and focusing on your heart, loving on God as a person in your life who means so much to you. 14. Connecting to and soaking up the presence of God that flows out of your oneness with Christ. 15. Enjoying that God wants to be with you and approves of you even in your worst moments. 16. Sitting on God's lap and resting. 17. Speaking with God through the day as your best friend. 18. Enjoying your friendship with God. 19. Seeking to find out how God sees you in your life in the hopes of agreeing with His version of you rather than the world's. 20. Asking God to send angels to accomplish His will in various people's lives and various situations. 21. Appropriating the fact that you are seated in the heavenly places with Christ and using that authority to declare God's will and change things on earth. Number 22. Seeking God to make a null and void by the blood of Jesus anything being used to deny you and your territory, which is your family, job, finances, health, etc. So anything trying to deny you all that God has ordained that's yours by the fact that you are His beloved child and meant to be an heir of the riches of Christ. This is done in the courts of heaven. So consider seeking God to enlarge your relationship with Him. Whatever you're doing now, I'm sure He's happy that you're paying any attention to Him at all. But ask Him to enlarge your relationship with Him by teaching you the best ways for you to engage Him in prayer. And going through this list and finding things that you would like to do with Him would be a good idea to help move you in that direction. Remember that Jesus is alive and well today, and He still wants to teach His disciples, namely you, how to pray.